What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens back here at the Jimmy Fund Telethon at Fenway Park, presented by Arbella, which is appropriate because now we are joined by Gail O'Connell, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Arbella. Gail, this has been quite a couple days, and obviously you guys are very much involved. You've seen the tote board. We're up in $4.4 million, coming up on $4.5 million.
Crazy, yeah.
Close to records are on the horizon, and it's not over. You know, it goes through the Red Sox game tonight. So if you want to keep donating, we'll take everything you can give, 877-738-1234. But why was it important? Why is it important for Arbella, for you guys to be involved with the Jimmy Fund Telethon?
So Arbella is located in Quincy. We have over 1,000 employees across the state, some in Connecticut as well. And certainly, you know, our employees are touched by cancer, like some of the people we've heard today. And they've been treated through Dana-Farber. We have a great relationship with them. And, you know, whatever we can do to help and to help the cause and, you know, research and just to take care of people. So it aligns with who Arbella is, right? We're relationship focused. We care about people, and that we've been doing this with Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund for 17 years.
Wow.
Yep. And you personally, I mean, you have like a little got a fan group here.
They all love. Yeah.
I can
entourage.
Tell you are important to a lot of people. Just you've toured the hospital, you've heard talk to patients, just the impact that this telethon has had on you.
So I think personally, you know, I lost my dad to cancer as well. And you hear the stories of hope, and you see people like the woman that was here before with their kids, and it's touching, it's emotional, and, you know, you just know your money is going to help those people.
You know, Massachusetts, Boston, New England, whatever, the whole area, like, has such an incredibly generous spirit, even though I know we get a reputation for being hard-nosed and, you know, being as tough as the weather and everything else. But, like, to me, what you're talking about and why you choose to be so charitable and be involved in this, that speaks to the South Shore, speaks to the whole entire Boston and Massachusetts mindset. And it's important that it gets celebrated on days like this, especially when we're doing such good work.
I think when, you know, in your small state, you see the impact of donations, you see the impact of volunteerism. We have a charitable foundation, and we have employees out volunteering with all kinds of charities. And what we see particularly now is that local charities in particular are not getting the donations, certainly with all of the budget cuts. So we feel it's our job, because we live here, we work here, to help however we can, whether it's, you know, through volunteerism or donations, food drives, whatever it is.
It's in the tagline. It's, you know, Arbella here for insurance, here for good. You got to do the good part.
That was no accident.
I didn't think so.
One of the words that has popped up a lot over the last couple of days talking to patients and families is trust. And I think people trust Arbella to be there for them when they need them in a time of need. And the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, certainly there is a trust. We've heard so many patients that just said, I arrived, I talked to whoever my doctor was going to be, and immediately said, you got it, doc. You're the best. I trust you.
Yeah.
How much is that trust relationship important?
Oh, it's big. I mean, we work through independent agents, since an advice. You have to trust the person who's taking care of or helping you take care of the assets that you own, or make sure if a disaster happens that you're there. So it's so important.
It's a great point, though, Annie, to kind of compare the two. There's I've had to deal with insurance, and it's so I'm grateful. I'll be honest, because maybe years ago it wasn't always this way. Yep. But just to be able to talk to somebody when you're really worried that you might not have the money to cover for some damages, that the people on the other end of the line feel like they are right. They care and are trying to get through the mm-hmm. process with you. Let me ask you. We were talking a little bit about just your fandom in sports, and Arbella is it's. Do you feel it's important kind of through the arms of the local sports team that you can do these charitable things that you do through the prism of the local sports teams?
So we have been working directly with sports teams. We were at one point the official auto insurance partner of the Boston Celtics. We've worked in and around the Red Sox, certainly through WEEI, the Bruins. Sports resonates with people, and it reaches across all demographics, younger, older, male, female. It hits all across New England. Those are our customers. So I think, you know, people get around sports. If you hate your team, you're going to tune into you guys and listen to everyone complain.
Yep. And if you love them, you're going to watch them,
it's
too.
The same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
And if it's sunny outside, we'll find a way. Don't worry about it. That's what. But, you know, it's funny you mention that because the sports does has such a powerful emotional connection. Like Derek Lowe joined us the last hour from the 2004 Red Sox. That makes you think 2004 Red Sox. That makes you think of where you were when they won and who you were with and how much that meant to you. And, you know, who the Patriots played the next week with Ted, like during those incredible high times. Who's your favorite? And speaking of which, just who's your favorite team? And what's your favorite Boston sports memory?
Not saying this because of Teddy. I love the Patriots. I mean, the last couple of years have been rough. I am so excited about this season. I mean, I love all of the teams, but I'm a big Pats fan.
Yeah. I could have used your insurance policies the way I treated my fan cave a couple times in the last few years.
And what we were joking about it, you're a passionate sports fan, mm-hmm. which means if you're from Boston, you have, you know, mm-hmm. strong opinions, good and bad sometimes. What's your hottest sports take right now about Boston sports?
I'm worried about Red Sox pitching right now.
Oh, you could have just talked to the guy that was...
Yeah. Where'd Craig Breslow go?
She'd like a Breslow? Word.
I need to talk to him.
She would like a word.
Yeah. You know, I can't understand how a closer can only pitch one inning and not be available the next night. So that's frustrating. So worried about pitching a little bit. I don't know. This team is, I don't know where they're going. You have so much hope that they'll make the playoffs, but.
Well, now we know the face when we see, Gail from Quincy's on the line.
Yeah, exactly. No, I go by an alias.
Oh, yeah. That's smart. Smart.
Always have a burner.
Do.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to ask you. You sat down, and this is like Billy Madison. A large check was put in front of us. Can you tell us what that check says and what it's all about?
So Arbella is making a donation today of $100,000.
Wow.
So I know that will help towards
hitting
that record. So that's through the generosity of Arbella's Insurance Foundation.
$100,000.
Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. So if you didn't hear, we were at 4,471,000.
You were worried we were going to get to 4 million.
I was worried, but we're well past 4 million. With that 100,000, quick math, that's 4.5 million plus the phone lines are still open, 877-738-1234. You can still text any amount to KCancer 56512. You can go online if you want to do it at jimmyfund.org. We're rolling around. Now I'm looking towards records. I know the record was 4.9 million, I believe, in 2008. We've blown past 4.5 million. Let's go for $5 million.
Why not?
Right?
Five.
Let's do it. So the Red Sox are going for a fifth World Series trophy, hopefully this year. We can go for $5 million. Mm-hmm. Numbers, there's a numerology thing. Let's go for that, right?
I think we start a pool.
Yes.
If we start a pool, I'd go over five.
Absolutely. Let's go. Over five plus $5 million.
Yep.
Well, Gail, we appreciate everything you do. We appreciate everything that Arbella does. We were joking. You guys are woven into the sports world here. Arbella Early Edition, Jimmy Fund Telethon. Arbella's part of our sports world. We really do appreciate the check and everything you do for the Red Sox. And
we appreciate all you do, particularly now. It's so important. So thank you very much for having us on
today. Pleasure. Thank you. Appreciate it. That music means we're just about done, but the telethon is not done. Red Sox play tonight. It'll go through the rest of the broadcast. We're at over $4.5 million. We would love to get over $5 million. Please help. Anything you can donate will help. Text KCancer to 56512. WEEI Afternoons. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6, with regular sports talk. Maybe Gail will join us.
Yeah, we'll have her on. Gail from Quincy. At least
and hopefully a record.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.